Tezayin of a second to last line. Zakti Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lahaya Tzarech Lomar Zichronos. If you remember in the Mishnah said that one of the things they said in the special Chazaras Hashatz of a Titus Tzibur, was that they said Zichronos and Shofros. Right? That was the first opinion, the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed and said that you do not have to say Zichronos and Shofros. Amrav Ada Demin Yafo, Rav Adam from Yafo said, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda that you do not have to say Zichronos and Shofros? If you say Omer Zichronos and Shofros, Ela Barash Hashanah, Ubiyovlos, Ubishas Milchama. He said, you only say Zichronos and Shofros on the following three occasions. Number one, Rosh Hashanah, which is when we say it. Number two, Yovel, which we don't practice Yovel today. But in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, where they had Yovel, so Yovel was on Yom Kippur of Yovel. They said Zichronos and Shofros. And at the time of Milchama, when they went out to war, they would also daven the special tefillah. They would say the psukim of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros when they went out to war. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Titus Tzibur is not included in this calf. Weiter. Ala Rishona, Hu Omer Mishonas, Avraham, Chule. So the Mishnah went through the different chasimos, conclusions of the six special brachos that we added to the Chazar Sashat of a Titus. So says the Gemara, Tana, we learn a braisa, Yesh Machlifin Tzaka le'Eliyahu Utfila l'Shmua. So the lashon of the chasima that had to do with Eliyahu was used the language of tefila, and the one that had to do with Shmuel used the language of tzaaka. Okay, so if you look back, you don't have to look back. I'll tell you in a second. So the conclusion of the bracha with Eliyahu was actually, sorry, the first came Shmuel. We said Mishana Shmuel b'mitzvah hu yana eschem yishma b'kol tzakaschem ayom baruch atah Hashem shomea tzaaka. So with Shmuel we said shomea tzaaka, and with Eliyahu we said baruch atah Hashem shomea tefila. So Shmuel was tzaaka, Eliyahu was tefila. Says the Braisa that some used to switch, and they used to say tzaaka by Eliyahu and tefila by Shmuel. So Bishlam Agavi Shmuel k'siv beit tefila uk'siv beit tzaaka. But so by Shmuel I understand, says the Gemara. Because by Shmuel we find psukim of both tefillah and tzaaka. Elagabi Eliyahu, tefillah ksiv, tzaaka lo ksiv. But by Eliyahu you only find psukim that talk about tefillah. You don't find psukim that talk about tzaaka when it comes to Eliyahu. So how can it be? How does this braisa make sense that people used to switch and say Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tzaaka, if by Eliyahu you don't find tzaaka? So the Gemara answers, no, ksiv. One second. Right, I'm sorry. Answers the Gemara, Aneni Hashem Aneni, Loshon Tzaakahi. So there's a pasuk in Malachim Aleph regarding Eliyahu that says, Aneni Hashem Aneni. It was actually made into a song years ago. But it's Aneni Hashem should answer me, please answer me. And that's the Loshon Tzaaka, says the Gemara. So that's why, that's the basis that the Braisa says that some people had the midah to switch and to say, Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tzaaka, based on this pasuk of Aneni Hashem Aneni. Weiter. The Mishnah continues, Al Ashishi Suomer in the sixth one, and the sixth bracha they used to conclude Mishanes Yona Vechulei, Al Ashishi Suomer Mishanes David. So in the sixth bracha they concluded with Yona, seventh bracha they concluded with David. Asks the Gemara Michti, let's see, Yona Basar David, Ushlomo Hava. Yona chronologically followed David and Shlomo. Right, chronologically, first David and Shlomo, and then Yona lived after that. So my time of Maktim Leberesha. So why do we have Yona the sixth bracha and David the seventh bracha? Why don't we follow the chronological order? Right? If Yona came last, we should have David as the sixth bracha and Yona as the seventh bracha. So the answer is the Gemara. Mishum deboi lemechtam merachem al haaretz, because we want to conclude this whole series of extra brachos with merachem al haaretz, and it makes more sense to conclude merachem al haaretz by David as opposed to Yona, perhaps because David was involved in conquering. Rashi says that they davened for Eretz Yisrael, or maybe Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, which is the main aspect of Eretz Yisrael. So different reasons why they're connected more. David and Shlomo are connected more to Haaretz, but we wanted to conclude with Merachim al Haaretz. Tana Mishum Sumchus Omer, Baruch Mashpil Haramim. So he said that instead of Baruch Merachim,
He said that he used to have the language of Baruch Mashpil Haramim. Blessed is the one who lowers those who are high. That's what the Lashon would be. Rashi explains Mashpil Haramim that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they did tshuva, and from their arrogance they did tshuva, then Hashem would bring rain. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. Shalosh Taniyos Harishonos Anshei Mishmar Misanim Velo Mashlimin. So the first three Taniyos, the first set of three, the Anshei Mishmar. And again, keep in mind, the Anshei Mishmar, right, the Kohanim were broken up into 24 Mishmaros, and each Mishmar would be on call for a week, and each day, a different base Av within that Mishmar would be servicing the base HaMikdash on that day. So we said the first set of three. Remember, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah how they would do it, but basically the Anshei Beis Av were a little bit stricter with them than the Anshei Mishmar, because the Anshei Mishmar are just on call, and the Anshei Beis Av are actually on, you know, actually doing the avoda on a particular day. Tanu Rabbanu, we learn in a Braisa, Mipnei Ma Amru Anshei Mishmar Mutarin Lishtos Yayin Beleilos Avalo Biyamim. Why did we say that the Anshei Mishmar were allowed to drink wine at night but not during the day? Why? Because maybe the avoda would be too much for the Anshei Beis Av. There would be too much avoda, and what would happen if they got a little overwhelmed by the avoda? They would call the Anshei Mishmar. The Anshei Mishmar people, Kohanim, would be on call, and they would come to help out. But that was only during the day when they were doing the avoda. At night there was no real avoda. So how come the Anshei Beis Av were not permitted to drink wine at night or during the day? Because they're constantly involved in avoda. The Anshei Beis Av, that was their day. They're constantly involved in avoda. During the day, they brought karbanos. At night, they didn't bring any karbanos, but they would burn some of the leftovers of the karbanos. Mikan amru. Oh, so fascinating. The Gemara says from here they used to say, or maybe it's still part of the Braisa actually. From here they used to say, Kol kohen shemakir mishmarto umishmeres beis av shalom. Any kohen, even today, who knows what mishmeres he was part of, and knows what Beis Av he's from, v'yodei shebati avosav kivuin shom, and he knows that his Beis Av was part of doing avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. I mean, some kohanim didn't do avoda for whatever reason; they were possible different reasons. But he knows that he comes from a line that was kosher, and he knows which mishmeres he was from. He knows which mishmar he was from. He knows which Beis Av he was from. Says the Gemara. Even today, he's not allowed to drink wine on that day. If he knows which Mishmar he's from, he knows which Beis Av, he's not allowed to drink wine on that day, even today. But I don't think today anybody knows. But in the times of the Bryce, it sounds like maybe people still knew. Okay? Is that not beautiful? On both sides, why couldn't he drink? Mehira Yibana Beis Hamikdash. Because maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built today. You got to do Avodah today. Beautiful. Beautiful. I ever tell you the mice of the Panovich Rav?
Does anyone know how to do the...
Okay, after we're done the Yomad, I'll tell you the mice. Beautiful mice of the Panovich Rav.
Does anyone know how to do the Avodah?
Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim was a Kohen. He used to dafka learn Kodshim. Because he said, I'm a Kohen. So when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, I want to be able to know how to do the Avodah. They would probably have a crash course. Okay?
Online.
Keep going. V'makir mishmarto v'ein makir mishmeres Beis Av shalom. Let's say the person knows that which Mishmar he's part of, but he doesn't know which Beis Av he's part of. So he knows which week he was doing the Avodah, but not which day. But he knows that his family was doing the Avodah. His family was definitely doing the Avodah. He can't drink wine the whole week, because he's not sure which Beis Av he's part of. So even today, this guy can't drink wine the whole week. Okay? Kivaldik, keep going. Eino makir mishmarto mishmeres Beis Av shalom. V'yodei shebatei avosav kivuin shom. Let's say he knows that he was a Kohen, and he knows that his family did avoda, but he doesn't even know which mishmar he's part of. So not only does he not know which day, he doesn't even know which week. Says the Braisa, Asur lishtos yayin kol hashana. He can never drink wine. He can never drink wine. Because he might always be, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. He's going to have to be called up to do Avodah Beis HaMikdash. He might have drunk wine.
That's very tough.
Okay? Rebbe Omer, so Rebbe says, Omer Ani, my opinion is, Asur lishtos yayin le'olam. He says, really, I hold that he should be asur to drink wine forever, this person, because he always might be on call. You know, maybe he always have to come and do the Avodah. He said, but what are we going to do? You can't, you know, he said that his takana is his kalkala, meaning the takana, of not drinking wine is the kalkala, is going to mess us up. Meaning, he's saying nowadays we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we're in Churban. So it's a beautiful thing to try to want the Beis HaMikdash, but you can't make a guy not drink wine his entire life because of this. So Rebbe disagrees. He says, even though theoretically I agree with you, from a halachic perspective I agree with you, but you can't we can't have that. It can't be. And therefore he says that he would be allowed to drink. Okay? 1 second. By the way, Rashi says it, is that it's been already many years that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So what are we going to do? Yeah. He recognizes. Okay, weiter. Amar Abaye says, Kiman Shosu Ha'idna, Kohane Chamra. He says, nowadays that Kohanim do drink wine, in the times of the Gemara already. In the times of Abaye, Kohanim were drinking wine. Kerebi. So the minig is like Rebbe. The minig is to go like Rebbe, that even though theoretically this should be true, but nowadays, since unfortunately we haven't had the Beis HaMikdash in such a long time, so we don't aser all Kohanim from drinking wine because, you know, they don't know where they're from, and maybe they're going to have to do Avoda. That far we don't go. Zok the Gemara Vayter Anshe Mishmar, quoting the Mishnah, Anshe Mishmar V'Anshe Maimid Asurim L'Sapar L'Chavis U'Mechamishim U'Tamanei Kavar HaShabbos. And the Mishnah said that the Anshe Mishmar of that week and the Anshe Maimid, which we said was a combination of Kohanim, Yisraelim, and Levim, who were the Davin, essentially, that all the Karbonos brought during this week should be accepted Baratzon by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mishnah says that they're not allowed to get haircuts or do laundry during this week. On Thursday, they're allowed to because of Kavod Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, my time, or what's the reason that they're not allowed to do laundry and get haircuts? Amar Rabba Vavrachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, K'dei Shalei Kansu L'Mishmartam K'shem Inuvalim. That they shouldn't come into the week looking disgusting. This is the same logic of why you're not allowed to get a haircut or shave on or do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Because we're nervous that what's going to happen? People are going to say, oh, I can get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, so it's a little busy Erev Yontif, I'll push it off to Chol HaMoed. And they're going to come into Yontif looking all unkempt. So that's why we say, no, you're not allowed to get a haircut Chol HaMoed. So that forces people that they have to get a haircut before Yontif. So the same thing here. We don't want the Kohanim coming into their week. This is a Mishmar week. This is the week where they're on duty in the Beis HaMikdash. You know, we don't want them coming in looking like Menuvalim, looking like unkempt or not taken care of. So therefore we say, you're not allowed to get a haircut or do laundry during that week. So it forces them to do it before they start. Tan Rabbanan, once we're on the topic of getting haircuts, so the Gemara, interesting price, the Tan Rabbanan, Melech Mistaper B'chol Yom, the Melech would get a haircut each and every day. Every day the Melech would get a haircut. Kohen Gadol, Me'arav Shabbos Le'arav Shabbos. Kohen Gadol would get a haircut every week. Kohen Hedyot, Achas L'Shloshim Yom, Kohen Hedyot every month. Okay? Melech Mistaper B'chol Yom, my time. Why would the king get a haircut every day? Amar Rabbi Yabba Bar Zavdo, Amar Krokas, the Pasuk says, Melech B'yofyo Techaze Einecha, that your eyes should see the king in beauty. He should look beautiful. He should look good. Right? The king is supposed to look good because of his position of prominence. He needs to look good. Yeah.
Day to day is make a difference.
Every single day, your hair grows every day. Okay. Kohen Gadol Me'arav Shabbos Le'arav Shabbos. Kohen Gadol would get a haircut every week. My time Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Ho'ilu Mishmaros Mischachos. Since every Shabbos, that's when they would switch Mishmaros, right? On Shabbos, that's when the new Mishmar would start, the old Mishmar would end. On Friday, the new Mishmar would start on Shabbos. So since a new Mishmar is coming in, out of a kavod for that new Mishmar coming in, the Kohen Gadol would get a haircut every week. Kohen Hedyot Achas, I'm sorry, every week on the Erev Shabbos. Kohen Hedyot Achas L'Shloshim Yom, Minolan. How do we know the Kohen Hedyot would get a haircut once every 30 days? Now we have a Gzeir Shava. Asyo Pera Pera Minazir. We have a Gzeir Shava from the word Pera, when it comes to a Nazir, when it comes to a Kohen. Ksiv HaOchel, the Pasuk says over here, by this is by Kohanim, V'rosham lo yigalechu, fera lo yishalechu. So the Pasuk says, this is a Pasuk in Yechezkel, by Kohanim, uses the language of Pera. When it comes to their hair, right? V'rosham lo yigalechu, they can't shave their head, ufera lo yishalechu, they should not grow their hair Pera. And the pasuk says over there, when it comes to a nazir, kadoshi hiye gadel peras arosho. He should be holy. He should be sanctified, and he has to be gadel pera. He has to grow out his hair. Okay, so malahalon shloshim.
just like over there by a nazir, the period of nazirus is 30 days. Avkan shloshim. So too over here, the period by kohanim, the period where he's allowed to grow out his hair is only 30 days. The nazir gufei min olam. So how do we know a nazir himself? How do we know that a nazir has to, cannot shave for 30 days? Omer av masna stam nazirus shloshim yom. The Master says, because Stam and Nezirus is for 30 days. Minolan, how do I know? Omar Kro Yihiyeh. Pasuk says the word Yihiyeh, Begematria Tlosin Have. The word Yihiyeh in Gematria is 30. So interesting, we learn a halacha from a Gematria here. And the Gematria of Yihiyeh is 30. So therefore, we learn Stam Nezirus is Shloshim Yom, that a Nazir can't get a haircut for 30 days. Omar Le Rav Papa Le Abaye. So Rav Papa challenges Abaye and says, "V'dilma ha'achi kamar achmana." Maybe this is what the Torah means. Lo lirbu klal. Maybe the Torah means that they should never get a haircut, right? Kadosh yegadah peras arosho. It doesn't say 30 days explicitly. Maybe it means they should never get a haircut. Amarlei. I'm sorry. This is by the Kohanim. By the Kohanim, he's saying maybe the pasuk in Yechezkel by the Kohanim, "V'rosham lo yigalechu, fera lo yishalechu." Maybe it means that they should never get a haircut. I'm sorry, hold on a second. I think I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Ufer lo yishalechu, he's saying maybe it means that they should never grow out their hair. Meaning maybe they have to get a haircut like every day, Kohanim. Like how do you know that they're ever allowed to grow out their hair at all? How do you know they're even allowed to grow it out for 30 days? Amar le, so he responded to him, Ihava kosav lo yishalchu pera. Had the pasuk said, lo yishalchu pera, kidika amrit. Then it would mean what you're saying. Lo yishalchu pera. Pera means to grow it out. So if it said lo yishalchu pera, you can't do pera, so then it would mean you can never grow it out. Meaning you have to, like, every day you got to get a haircut. Hashla dechsiv ufera lo yishalechu. But now that it says the words are in the opposite order. Ufera lo yishalechu. Pera lahave shaluchehu delo lishalchu. You're allowed to do pera. You're allowed to grow it out. It just can't be yishalechu. It can't be extended. How much is that? So from there we learn the gzera shava that's 30 days. Okay, but there we learn that you're allowed to do pera, you just can't be yishalechu, it can't be extended pera. Ihochi, if so, afilu ha'idna nami. Afilu ha'idna nami. So if that's the case, then even this should apply even today. Right? This pasuk should apply even today. So the Gemara says, do me the shtu yayin. We compare this to shtu yayin, to the fact that Kohanim are not allowed to drink before they do avoda, right? A kohen is not allowed to do avoda if he drank a ravias of wine. So says the Gemara, mashtu yayin bizman biyahuda aser shelo bizman biyashari. Just like shtu yayin is only in a time of bias hamikdash, meaning it's only at a time when there is a bias hamikdash, that's when they're also to drink wine. But if there's no bias hamikdash, they're not also to drink wine. Hachanami, afachanami, says so too here. When it comes to the haircuts, this whole requirement of getting haircuts was only during the times of the bias hamikdash. They had to look very kept when it came to the Beis HaMikdash. But if it came to, but during the time when it wasn't the Beis HaMikdash, so then they don't have to look so fine-tuned. Okay, we'll stop here. It's a little bit in the middle of a